In Daniel 9, verse 25, it says that the 70 weeks prophecy clock would start ticking from the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, and would continue clicking for 69 weeks, or 483 years, until the Messiah. We saw that King Artaxerxes in 454 BC, in the 7th year of his reign, issued a decree to send Ezra and the Jews to Jerusalem to restore a religious and judicial system. So if you start counting from 454 BC and go forward 483 years, you end at 29 AD. But since there's no year zero, you have to add 1 year, putting you at 30 AD. Do you know what happened in 30 AD? Let God tell us, since he wrote the prophecy. In Daniel 9, verse 26, it says, after 62 prophetic weeks, which is 434 years, because it's 62 times 7, there's 7 days in a week, so 62 times 7 is 434. A day for a year principle means that it's really 434 years. So it says in Daniel 9, verse 26, after 62 weeks, or 434 years, shall Messiah be cut off. That's what it means, until the Messiah. It means that the Messiah would be cut off. So the 483 years, which ended in 30 AD, does not have to do with the time when Jesus started his ministry. It has to do for the time with when his ministry ended. That's what it means, because verse 26 tells us that it's going to happen when the Messiah shall be cut off. But it says he was cut off not for himself. Now you might be saying to yourself, now wait a minute, I thought you said that from the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah was 69 weeks, which is 483 years. Now you're saying that it was 62 weeks, or 434 years. So which one is it? To answer that question, let's turn back to verse 25 to see that there are two distinct time periods listed. So, from the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, that's the first time period, and then 62 weeks. So the total of 7 and 62 is 69. So the whole period of time would be 483 years, which is 69 weeks. But there was a 7-week period of time, which is 49 years, and then there was a 62-week period of time, which is 434 years. Again, the total of 62 weeks plus 7 weeks is 69 weeks. The total of 49 years and 434 years is 483 years. So the 69 weeks is 483 years. The 62 weeks is 434 years plus the 7 week, which is 49 years. That all adds up perfectly. So again, I'm going to restate this because I know it's a lot of numbers and it can be a little bit confusing. But it says that the 7 weeks, which is 49 years, that's 7 times 7 is 49, is the first period of time. And then the second period of time would be 62 weeks, and 62 times 7 is 434 years. So again, if we take the time period when the clock started ticking, which was in the 7th year of the reign of Artaxerxes, when he said to Ezra to go back and rebuild and restore Jerusalem, if we take that period of time, which started in 454 BC, then we have to count 49 years for this first 7 week period of time. So 49 years, so if you subtract from 454 BC 49 years, you come out to 405 BC. Then if you start counting from 405 BC for the second period of time, which was 62 weeks, which is 439 years, then you have to subtract from 405 BC 434 years, and that brings you to 29 AD. Since there's no year zero, the date is 30 AD. So again, there's no contradiction, no confusion, if you allow the Bible to interpret itself. So again, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, it says, after 62 weeks, which is the 434 years, shall Messiah be cut off. And of course, that 62 weeks happened after the first 7 weeks. So there were 7 weeks that occurred, which was 49 years, and then the 62 weeks occurred, which was 434 years. So after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. And that ended in 30 AD. That's when Messiah died. So when the scripture says that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah, that means that in the seventh year of the reign of Artaxerxes in 454 BC until the Messiah, which is when the Messiah would be cut off, if you subtract 483 years from 454 BC, it brings you to 29 AD with the addition of 1 year, because you have to accommodate for no year zero, it brings you to 30 AD. That's when Messiah was cut off. So the 69 weeks, which is a total of 483 years, started when King Artaxerxes gave the decree to Ezra to go back and restore and rebuild Jerusalem. That was in 454 BC. And this 69 weeks, or 483 years, ended in 30 AD with the death of the Messiah. Okay, that's the complete prophecy, the complete understanding of that. And it says that Messiah would be cut off, but not for himself. So what does this mean? The answer is that Jesus was crucified on the cross. The Messiah died, but not for himself. In other words, not for his own sins. Jesus the Christ died for our sins. Let's read about that in Galatians the 3rd chapter, verse 13. This is Galatians the 3rd chapter, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, which is death, being made a curse for us. He died for our sins. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And then for another witness to this fulfillment, we can turn to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made Messiah to be sin for us, though he didn't sin himself. He did this so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. That was the second witness. You know that God says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, something is established. Well, here's the third witness to this fact that Messiah was cut off, but not for himself, meaning that the Messiah died for our sins, not for his own sins. In Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 6 and verse 8, we read, for when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Perfect fulfillment. Christ died for the ungodly. And God commends his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It can't be any simpler and plainer than that. So there you have it. God perfectly fulfilled his prophecy. Just like always. God said it, and God did it. And the fact that there was a definite starting point and a definite duration described in the prophecy leaves no excuse for the people who were alive during Jesus' earthly ministry. They have no excuse to deny that Jesus was the Messiah. And how amazing it is that the Hebrew people for nearly 2,000 years waited for Messiah's first coming. Yet, because of the hardness of their hearts, when they saw the Messiah, they didn't recognize him as the Messiah. Now what about us? Humanity has been waiting for nearly 2,000 years for Messiah's second coming. And again, many, unfortunately, will not recognize him. Why? Well, believe it or not, the answer is found in the last week of the 70 weeks prophecy. So we left off at the end of the 69th week, when Messiah was cut off or died for our sins. But what about the 70th week? Well, let's turn back to Daniel 9, verse 26. Because here it says, after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. So, right in the middle of this sentence, the focus changes to the end time Antichrist. So this last part is not about the Christ. This last part is about the Antichrist, because it was after 62 weeks that Messiah would be cut off and not for himself. So the 70th week obviously does not pertain to the Messiah's first coming, and I'm going to prove to you from Scripture that it does not pertain to the Messiah at all. It definitely does not pertain to his second coming. It does not pertain to the true Messiah at all. It pertains to a false Messiah, to the end time Antichrist. And this is right in the middle of the sentence in Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, that it changes. But again, let's let the scripture interpret the scripture so that we get the correct understanding of this. So I'm going to read it, this last part. It says, "And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary." Jesus Christ didn't do that. He didn't destroy the city and the sanctuary. And plus, it's talking about the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. "And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and to the end of the war desolations are determined." So there's going to be a war in here, and this war is going to bring desolations. "Remember that after the Jews were released from Babylonian captivity by King Cyrus in 536 BC, the city, Jerusalem, and the sanctuary, which is the temple, it had been rebuilt and restored as a result of decrees by Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes. True, the temple was destroyed again, but it was rebuilt again for the third time prior to Messiah's first coming. And the temple and the city were still standing when Messiah died." So when verse 26 says, "The people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary," this must be talking of a prince that shall come after the death of Messiah, the prince, the true prince. The conclusion is that this prince that shall come is an imposter prince, the Antichrist. For further proof, let's do a quick analysis of verse 27 of Daniel chapter 9. This is in verse 27. It says, "And he," referring to the people of the prince that shall come, "shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week." So that's going to be the final week, which is 7 years. "And in the middle of the week," which is 3.5 years, "he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that which is determined shall be poured upon the desolate." So notice that this prince of darkness will destroy, desolate, and desecrate the city and the sanctuary through deception and war. The prince of light, the Messiah, warned us of this by prophesying that there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then, if any man shall say to you, 'Lo, here is Christ,' or 'There, go and see him,' do not believe it. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, let whoever reads this understand." And that was found in Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 through 25, and also in verse 15. So the abomination of desolation, besides being talked about in this ninth chapter of Daniel, is also talked about in chapters 11 and 12 of Daniel. But since this present series of programs is about prophecies of the Messiah's first coming, we'll talk in a different series about the programs concerning the abomination of desolation.